Organic fertilizers are fertilizers derived from animal matter, animal and human excreta, and vegetable matter such as compost and crop residues. The manufacturing of organic fertilizer in Ikorodu, Lagos is a good example of modern way of solid waste management in which revenue is generated from waste in what is widely known as waste to wealth. Taking journalists around the facility, Mr. O'Hare said the mass use of inorganic or chemical fertilizers across the country is dangerous because that type of fertilizer not only destroys the soil but also contaminates grasses and food with deadly chemicals, leading to acceleration of diseases including cancer and eye damage, which are now rampant in the country.
People eat this food grown with chemical fertilizer, and because those plants are like humans, like us too, those chemical goes into their system. We can develop anything. Farmer wants to make money, so your health is not of importance to the farmer. The bottom line is let me get the product quick and sell it out.
According to O'Hare, who just relocated from America, a state agency, the Lagos State Waste Management Agency, LOMA, partners the fertilizer manufacturer in collecting green waste from the different markets and even abattoirs in Lagos, and the waste are processed in a large healthcare compost into organic fertilizer. He said it was high time that the country's huge farming population was educated on the implications of the types of fertilizers they use, even as there is need to give farmers fertilizer options.
Based on my interaction with farmers, like those farmers in the rural area that don't know where to sell their product, you can engage them. That employment for the people want to work and they want to get paid. And not only help them with any fertilizer, but just give them the choice.
O'Hare, however, regretted that in spite of the urgent need to discontinue the use of inorganic fertilizer, governments were yet to come on board in partnership to make available organic fertilizers to farmers at affordable cost. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.